Welcome to another updated 2012 edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm the updated Joe.
Don't cross my path Friday, Joe. I'm warning you.
You are a cat. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Black cats.
Yeah.
So
how was your holiday?
My holiday was septic.
Oh, that... Huh?
You did everything you had to do. You were everywhere you had to be. Everybody saw you, said hi, Merry Christmas. The fake hi is Merry Christmas. You know, the family members that you don't want to see, but you have to see anyways.
Well, bah humbug to you, too.
Yeah, it was a great Christmas.
I was on the beach.
Don't.
I was on the beach. I was so happy to be on the beach. I'm happy to be here, though.
I'm happy to be here, but I'd rather be on the beach. I agree with you.
And all my favorite people are here. John just walked in, and
I wasn't
Kat's
on the
here.
Beach with her.
You were not on the beach with me. Well, in spirit you were.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, my friend Kimberly and I went, and we were just, yeah.
You had a beach of a good time?
We had a beach of a good time.
Excellent.
So I found some new websites
for
2012.
Sweet.
We've got a new holiday website.
Holiday!
And it's called whattheheckholidays.com. Yeah.
this is internet humor.
Yes.
What the heck?
Holidays.com. Did you know that January is National Bath Safety
Month?
No. Yes.
So that means I have to do funky things to my bathroom so I don't slip and fall?
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do anything stupid. Don't break any mirrors in there either.
We have mirrors?
Yeah, unfortunately. It's also
mirror?
Hot Tea Month.
Ooh.
Ooh. And the second week in January is Letter Writing Week.
There you go.
I like to write the letter A.
I like the letter I.
Oh, okay. Good.
Cool. For the week of January 8th through the 14th, we have, believe it or not, January 10th, Peculiar People Day.
That would be our day?
That would be our day. Yes. Just for us. Da-da-da-da-da-da. January 11th, National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friend Day. Ew, that's so much fun.
I know. Isn't that fun? And the 13th is Friday the 13th, which I thought was interesting because Friday the 13th this year is also Blame Someone Else Day. So if you break that mirror and get 7 years of bad luck, you can blame someone else for breaking it.
I like it.
And it's also International Skeptics Day for those people that don't believe in Friday the 13th.
I don't blame you.
I know. You rarely do.
Birthdays this week from HolidayInsights.com. January 8th, 1935, Mr. Elvis Presley, King of Rock and Roll.
Yay.
January 9th, 1913, Richard M. Nixon, Milhouse, that is, 37th President, 69 through 74.
Boy, he had bad luck.
He was bad luck. January 9th, 1935, one of my favorite actors, Bob Denver, TV actor from Gilligan.
Yay. And on January 10th, 1945, Rod Stewart. I love Rod Stewart.
The girls croon over the old fart today.
Yes. And January 11th, 1952, is Ben Crenshaw, golfing great. I wonder how many holes in one he got and if he did anything special to get those.
I don't know.
January 14th, 1741, Benedict Arnold, traitor in the American Revolutionary War.
Yes, he was.
His birthday, yes.
Mm-hmm. Up until that point, he was actually very good.
Was he?
Yeah, he was actually a nice and great general until he decided to flip.
Okay.
Flop. Change. That traitor.
Yes.
This day in history, again from HolidayInsights.com, January 11th, 1973, American League Baseball adapts the designated hitter rule.
Do you know, I was reading about baseball players and all the funny things that they do before they go up to bat that they think are good luck.
Okay, like?
You know, walking around the dugout so many times or, you know, chewing a certain kind of gum or...
Not stepping on the lines as they come onto the field.
Exactly.
January 12th, 1966, the greatest show ever to be on TV, Batman debuts on television.
Batman.
Holy smokes, Batman. Anyways, January 14th, 1784, the United States of America ratifies a treaty with England ending the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
I was actually just down there not too long ago.
And right after that, didn't they start hanging witches?
1600, I believe. That was beforehand.
Okay, you know me in history. Anyway, the theme for today would be...
Cats?
No. That's a good one, though. We'll have to do that sometime. Every cat soup is cats theme.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning of the year, so I figure we're going for the cat stuff. No. I don't know. I'm very superstitious about what you're saying here today, so I'm just not sure what it is.
I know. It was an easy one today.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Very superstitious.
So our curious saying is, knock on wood.
Ow, get off my head.
There.
Ow!
From phrases.org.uk. You ever wonder what knock on wood came from? Like, why not knock on metal or knock on marble or no?
You let us find out.
I will.
Okay.
The phrase is used by people who rap their knuckles on a piece of wood, hoping to stave off bad luck. In the UK, the phrase touch wood is used, often jokingly, by tapping on one's head. The phrases are sometimes spoken when a person is already experiencing some good fortune and hopes that it will continue. For example, I've been winning on every race, touch wood.
The deviation may be association that wood and trees have with good spirits in mythology or with the Christian cross. It used to be considered good luck to tap trees to let the wood spirits within know you were there. Traditions of this sort still persist in Ireland.
The British version of the phrase touch wood predates the American knock on wood and was itself preceded by a Latin version, absit omen, meaning be far that omen from us. This dates from at least the early 17th century when it is quoted by John Heywood in a collection of his proverbs.
How sweet is that?
We're not just funny, we're informational.
And you could take that to the bank.
That's right. I have a top five list.
Oh, I was hoping to avoid these. So how many on the top five list this time? 14?
11.
11. Oh, 11. 11.
Yes.
Got it.
From top5.com. Not 13.
Not 13.
No, because I couldn't find two more that were decent.
Should have been 13.
I know. Well, you can make two up when we get to the bottom. These are the top 11 superstitions of dumb people.
All right.
Yes. 11. Bad things come in trees. Hee hee. Oh, I'm so glad this is radio because the look on your face is not pretty right now.
That is a stretch at best. Uh-huh. Number 10, never let a black cat cross your eyes.
Number 9, these are dumb people superstitions, remember?
Remember.
9, if you break a mirror, toss another one over your shoulder for good luck.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pay no attention to the person behind you. Number 8, never pick up a stray $100 bill unless Ben Franklin's pick is facing up. Excuse me?
I know. Dumb people.
Dumb people.
Number 7, never ever put exactly 5 items on any list. Thank you, Chris White, maker of top 5 list.
Oh, gosh. Number 6, wait until Wednesday to drink any wine made on Tuesday.
Duh. Number 5, driving slow in the left lane ensures a pleasant trip to your destination. But not for the people behind you.
And pay no attention to those wonderful signs are waving at you and how much they love you. Number
you know,
4.
We have a rule. We drove to Florida.
Yes.
And there's a hierarchy of bad drivers.
Yes.
And the first is an old person.
Okay.
Old man, generally. The second one is an old man whose ears are sticking out.
Hey.
And then the third, the absolute worst, is an old man whose ears stick out who's wearing a hat. They're slow.
I would beg to differ because I got in behind some old women and I just marvel at that.
Anyway.
Number 4, break a mirror. Get 7 years of really bad shaves. True.
Number 3, good luck can only be attained by forwarding this message to everyone you know. Do it. Quick.
Now. Number 2, lightning can't find you if you hold really, really still. Yeah.
And the number 1 superstition of dumb people.
Well, if one foot is lucky, imagine how lucky a whole... Darn it, Cottontail came back here with my keys.
Yeah, if rabbit's feet are so lucky, how come there's so many rabbits hopping around on one foot?
Yes.
Yeah. I did find dumb criminal news.
Oh, cool.
From dumbcriminals.com.
Beginning of the year, we got to have dumb criminal stuff.
We do.
All right.
This is a case of bad luck or sheer stupidity. Or you can call it being one cell short of a one-celled organism.
It's one of those days, folks.
Uh-huh.
According to Ananova, a man who stole a woman's credit card in Arizona went back to the store where he used to buy some DVDs to return them for cash. The woman whose card he stole was waiting in line in front of him.
Now, again, there's no way he could have known his victim would be at the same store, so it doesn't say much for his luck. But it also doesn't say much for his dignity or brains.
But here's something to consider. The accused is a man. The victim is a woman. He allegedly stole her credit card. I hope he looked good in those pumps.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Do they really check? I wonder sometimes, though, if they even check whose name's on that credit card.
Actually, several of the stores do.
Oh, because they call you by name.
Yeah, and they call
Hello,
you by...
Hello, Cat. How are you, Cat? Are you having a good day, Cat? Here's your credit card, Cat.
Leave me alone. You don't know my name, and I want to be anonymous today.
That's right.
Yes.
I think we've used this one before. Anecdotage?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Anyway, here's just some interesting stuff.
Stuff?
Just stuff.
Stuff.
In April 2003... A bid to bring happiness and good luck to his country in a time of hardship and misery, a resourceful Japanese businessman named Koji Fuji began marketing curious Lucky Charms.
Cool.
Everybody wants to have a little piece of luck for themselves, especially nowadays. Fujui declared. I can't.
I like that Irish Fujui? Accent for the yes. Japanese guys. That really works.
I do Japanese and I do Indian. That's my whole repertoire.
Hey.
At the moment, the only news people hear is bad, from a poor economy to scandals in politics and war.
The little piece of luck and offer? A 3-inch gold platinum lump of human excrement. Another Fuji explain. Anyone Fuji explained would be happy to receive a little piece of poo as a gift. People like products that are humorous and look nice.
Fuji's inspiration? The words for luck, kun, and poo, unko, are similar in Japanese. Yeah.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we are having a day.
One Christmas, I gave all of my friends things called poopettes. And they were little statues that you put in your garden that would slowly disintegrate and fertilize things because they were made of poo.
They remembered your smell all year
long. I didn't get a lot of gifts the next year.
I'm wondering why. It's almost as good as the fruitcake.
Ew. Yeah, we're not going to go there.
No, that's why I stopped.
Just read.
Beethoven's notoriously difficult, groundbreaking ninth, once called the hammer that killed classicism, was his first symphony more than a decade. It also happened to be his last. Incredibly, Schubert, Dorbach, and Vaughan Williams, among others, also died after composing a ninth symphony.
Indeed, musicologists joke about a ninth symphony syndrome. Mahler, superstitious about his ninth, promptly attempted to complete a tenth and promptly died. Bruckner, despite numbering his first two symphonies 00 and 0, also died while composing his ninth. And Sibelius, he wisely stopped after his 8 and went on to live another 33 years. So there.
Now that's a man who knows how to read his tea leaves.
There you go.
Yeah, When the Minnesota Twins defeated St. Louis Cardinals in the 1987 World Series, many of the victorious players attributed their victory, 4-3, to the unusual charm which they had rubbed for good luck before each game. The charm?
Teammate Kirby Puckett's shaved head.
Buddha is alive and well in America.
Oh, my. I found some jokes at isearchjokes.com.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, I joked. I searched superstition, didn't find much, so I searched luck.
I like this
so
one.
So some of these are a stretch.
Okay, folks, I've just perused the first one. Stand by to stand by, because here we roll. First guy proudly, my mother-in-law is an angel.
Second guy, you're lucky, mine's still alive.
Rim shot.
And from another new website, thejokeyard.com, a woman's husband had been slipping in and out of a coma for several months, yet she stayed by his bedside every single day. When he came to, he mentioned... motion for her to come nearer.
As she sat by him, he said, you know what? You have been with me all through the bad times. When I got fired, you were there to support me.
Yes.
When my business failed, you were there.
Yes.
When I got shot, you were by my side.
Uh-huh.
When we lost the house, you gave me support.
Yes, I did.
When my health started failing, you were still by my side.
Oh, of course, dear.
You know what?
What, dear?
I think you bring me bad luck. Yes.
Yes. And... yet another new website.
Uh-oh.
From castlemountains.com. Three guys end up entering heaven at the same time. We have only one rule, says St. Peter. Don't step on the ducks.
They entered heaven. Ducks are everywhere. The first guy accidentally steps on one. Along comes St. Peter with the ugliest woman in the afterlife. St. Peter chains them together, saying, for stepping on a duck, you will spend eternity chained to this lady.
The next day, the second guy couldn't help but step on a duck. St. Peter appears with a woman uglier than the first. He chains them together with the same admonishment.
Not wanting such a situation, the third fellow is careful never to step on a duck. One day, St. Peter comes to him with the most beautiful woman in heaven, chains them together without a word. "What did I do," he joyfully shouts, "to deserve being chained to you for eternity?"
"I don't know about you," she says, "but I stepped on a duck." I think I've heard that one before, but, you know, it just keeps getting funnier.
I like it. That is cute.
Yes, and here's more stuff.
Stuff?
From openingthedoor.com.
And remember, you open the door when you listen to the show.
Yes, you do, and sometimes you can't close it. So here's some Friday the 13th trivia.
Trivia.
Yes.
Okay.
Since this is the dreaded day for many who have a fear of Friday the 13th, I gathered some interesting trivia from around the internet.
Cool. First, however, for those of you who are in need of some protection, there are silly rituals and clues galore to protect them on Friday the 13th. And here are a few of them.
Walk around your house 13 times on Friday the 13th.
And watch the neighbors call for funny man with long coats. Hang your shoes out the window. My guess is the smell will drive all the evil away.
Yes, I think so. Number three, sleep with a mirror under your pillow for the first three Fridays before Friday the 13th comes. You're supposed to dream of your true love on Friday the 13th then also.
Ew.
Yeah.
The mirror under my pillow?
No, ew. I don't want the mirror anywhere near my bed. Thank you.
Thank you. Walk around the block with your mouth full of water. If you do not swallow it, you will be 100% safe on Friday the 13th.
I never heard of that one. And finally, there's always 13th century age-old Aristotle cure.
Oh, my favorite. Wear or eat garlic.
Yes. And now on to the trivia.
Okay. According to Smithsonian Magazine, fear of the number 13 cost Americans $1 billion a year in absenteeism, train and plane cancellations, and reduced commerce on the 13th of a month.
Seriously?
Do you actually know that in many buildings...
There's no 13th floor.
There are no 13th floors.
Especially hotels.
Yep.
Huh. Fear of Friday the 13th dates back to Nordic mythology. Many of their 13th gods met with violent deaths, such as Loki the trickster.
Yeah, well, that explains everything right there. He was a trickster. Ancient Rome regarded the number 13 as a symbol of death, destruction, and misfortune.
Mm. Lizzie Borden uttered a total of 13 words at her trial.
Ooh, not
well. And she counted them?
She must have. Mm. She must have asked somebody about that one. Number five, a witch's coven consists of 13 members.
What are you doing, Ebonics? What are you doing? Got it. Never mind. Yes, folks, it is 2012.
For those who don't remember, Lizzie Borden killed her lover with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents.
Kat is just shaking her head over there.
Yes. Ooh.
Okay. Good anyway. For you, Kat. Yes. Number five,
which is coven, consists of 13 members.
The tarot card number 13 is the death card depicting the Grim Reaper, although it is read as transition or change and not literally death.
Number seven, hotel rooms rarely have the number 13. Usually it's called 12A or 14. Some with floors or high-rise buildings. Many elevators are without the number 13 button. Highways sometimes will skip exit 13 altogether also.
There are 13 steps leading to the gallows.
And there are 13 knots in a proper hangman's noose.
Mm. The blade of a guillotine falls 13 feet.
13 is just not the right number, eh? Uh-uh. The driver of Princess Diana hit pillar number 13 at Place de l'Alma when she was killed in Paris, France.
Mm. Certain ocean liners will be held in dock until after midnight to appease passengers' fears on Friday the 13th.
And believe it or not, number 13, Apollo 13, the 13th mission launched from pad number 39, 13 times 3. The mission was aborted after an explosion occurred in the fuel cell of the service module. The rocket had left launching pad at 13:13 Central Standard Time, and the date was
April 13th. They could have seen that one coming, maybe.
Yeah, but they're engineers. They don't believe in superstition, so.
So what's your favorite superstition?
I kind of like, you know, I work with a lot of ladders. So I love the one.
Ladders?
Ladders. So I like the one that some people say, don't walk under a ladder.
Okay.
Because I think it's funny.
Oh.
Now, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not so much bad luck as just stupid.
Especially when you got workmen up on the ladder with tools and they drop hammers and they bonk you in the head and you flip around and look like a silly fish on the ground because you're going, owie, 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 owie.
Well, I am Italian, as you know.
Yeah.
I remind people that a lot so they don't mess with me. There are lots of interesting Italian superstitions.
Like?
Well, there's the throwing the salt over the... You put salt in your right hand and you throw it over your left shoulder when you're baking or cooking.
Gotcha.
And you use salt, which makes no sense because salt used to be very, very hard to come by and it was almost used as currency. So I don't know why you'd throw some of it away, but whatever.
Yeah.
The other one is a little... Now everybody does it, but... when I was little, Italian babies, you would pierce their ears when they were born. Otherwise, they would become thieves.
Interesting.
Yes, that was what my grandma used to do. My grandma also used to say, though, that all of her 13 children each had a different temperature.
Now, that's very interesting.
Yeah, she was an interesting lady.
Not that I'd be running around sharing the temperature of all my 13 kids, but hey, whatever, Dino.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I was just thinking about this. Remember the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes, I love that movie.
You know when she was getting married, they all spit on her.
Yes, oh yes, yes.
Is that a Greek superstition?
Yes, that's a Greek thing. That's a Greek thing.
How lovely. I love you. Spit. Poo-tooey.
Yes, and the money dance in... you know, that you normally do with the bride where you give a dollar and you get to dance with the bride.
Yeah.
In Italy, you pin the dollar to the bride's dress. So she ends up, that beautiful dress that she spent all that money on has dollars pinned to it.
Do you know that in a lot of weddings that I've been to recently, that the bridal dance has like lost its flavor? You don't see it happening a lot anymore.
But that's supposed to be good for every, or no, that's the couple's dance. For every couple that goes out on the dance floor, it's another year of good luck for the bridal couple.
In my day, the old Slavic weddings and the Croatian weddings, when you put the dollar in to dance with the bride, you also got a shot.
Oh, yes. That's an Italian thing, too.
Now you don't get the shots.
They're not dancing.
I know. Duh. So listen, if you're planning a wedding, make sure you have the shots ready to go for the bridal dance so that you get the dollars. Otherwise, people are going to stand back and look like, boy, she looks funny dancing by herself out there. Anyways. Don't forget the shots.
So explain to me, step on a crack, break your mother's back. Is that just because it rhymes?
You know...
I couldn't find it. I looked on the internet, couldn't find it.
How many children purposely went out to find a crack after getting their mother mad at their mom to break her back for punishment?
I didn't do that, but I broke my ankle one time trying not to step on the cracks.
See?
Twisted my ankle. See?
It was the 13th.
Step on the crack, break your mother's back, but, you know, be stupid and break your own ankle.
It was the 13th crack that she missed, but anyways.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, and the whole black cat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a black cat any day. I love them.
I have a black cat.
I have a partial black cat.
A partial? You have a mixed race cat?
Yeah, it is. She's strapped.
Mine is named Jasper. And you have to hide your black cats at Halloween. Dick Goddard, the end-all and be-all of weather and animals in Northeast Ohio, says to put your black cats far away on Halloween because people will do nasty things to them.
Now, you said your cat's name was?
Jasper. Mm. Jasper Blue.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. My cat is named Tama.
Tama?
T-O-M-A.
Top of mind awareness?
No. Yeah. With that cat, probably. No, actually, what it was, we had a Japanese exchange student when we first picked him up, and so we had asked our exchange student what the common name for a cat was in Japan, and he said Tama.
Oh.
And we said, nobody around here has a Tama, so.
Oh, Tama cat.
Tama.
Like Tama cat?
Tama, yep.
Oh, maybe he's an Italian cat.
Tama my...
Tama ketta.
Yeah. Oh. The cat that loves to ambush you as he prepares to sneak out of the house when you open the door because you're not watching.
Ooh.
He is very good. He is... As cats go, he is highly intelligent.
Well, we are. We tend to be highly intelligent.
He knows not to mess with me.
Well, I know not to mess with you. Everyone knows not to mess with you, Joe.
He'll get free flying
Your
lessons.
Nickname was Animal. We know not to mess with you.
He gets free flying lessons. He loves escaping out the door.
Uh-huh.
So he'll time it. And when people are not paying attention, which is most of the time, like my son came in the other night, 2:00 in the morning. He was up on the couch, saw him come in, snuck around to the door, got down to the floor. Soon as dude opened the door, out the door he went.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe that's why they don't want cats to cross your path.
That could be.
See, there I segued right back.
That was great.
I circled right back.
Sneaky little things.
We have ruminations.
From
ruminate.com.
Excellent.
I think the lottery would be more exciting if they drew two different sets of numbers. The first set to see who wins the money. The second set to see who gets executed. With my luck, I'd get both tickets. That was actually, a short story called The Lottery.
Yeah.
And they kept drawing names and to see who would get to live. Anyway.
I never understood.
That was not pleasant. Sorry.
No, I was
that
like...
That was a downer. Okay.
Yeah. You hit the age of 60 and you go into the lottery. Oh,
yay.
No. I never understood why they called it getting lucky when it was nothing to do with luck and everything to do with a crisp new $100 bill.
Thank you, Kim Moser,
yes.
for that one. And by Clinch Varnador, if a dog runs into a mirror, does he have 7 years of bad luck? Or is it 1 year because 7 years are 1 year to a dog?
Or is it
49 years.
49 years.
I don't know.
That is an interesting concept.
I know. Now, when we're talking about luck. The luck of the Irish.
See.
Yes. And I have found a new website for Irish stuff called IrelandInformation.com.
Hoping we got it.
Yes.
I love it.
And so many of the blessings have things about luck.
Cool.
Yes. May your pockets be heavy. Your heart be light.
And may good luck pursue you. Each morning and night.
Aww,
oh, that's
isn't that sweet?
One together.
Yes, the luck of the Irish. I'm not sure why. Well, I guess the Irish are lucky because they find that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah. Last time I tried to catch one of those little leprechauns. Never mind. We don't want to talk about what he did. But anyways.
Oh, my. You know, I have a rainbow story.
Rainbow.
Yes, this is not a good story. It's a bad story to end with, but...
Kermit the Frog?
No, Kimberly and I were driving back from Florida.
Okay.
And we looked, it was raining, just one of those little light misty rains. And then the sun came out and I said, oh, there must be a rainbow. We looked up in the sky and there was the biggest rainbow I've ever seen. It's fat, big, fat, wide rainbow where you could actually see the purple.
Cool.
And the whole thing. And we were looking at it and all of a sudden we heard screeching. And I looked up and I was about 2 inches from the car in front of me and there were 11 cars piled up. And I managed to not hit the car in front of me, but I looked in my rearview mirror, and there was a van coming at me sideways.
Ow!
That was going to hit me, and it stopped just within inches. And then we looked up, and there was black smoke about 4 cars ahead of us. One of the cars had caught on fire, and one by one, the cars started exploding. It was the goriest thing I've ever seen on the highway. And so we decided that it must have been because of the rainbow. So in that case, rainbow was not so lucky because we think everybody was looking at the rainbow and wasn't paying attention. And you know how the road is kind of slick when it first starts raining?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was not good. Of course, I think the rainbow kept me from being killed. But yes, that was awful. That was awful, awful.
So that was the luck of the Italian.
The luck of the Italian, yes.
Not the luck of the Irish.
Well, I'm Irish too.
Wow, what a combination.
Irish-Italian. Don't mess with me. I told you in the beginning of the show, do not mess with me.
If you're lucky... She messes you up. Forget about it.
Yes. Well, that is all we have for today. I am Lucky Cat.
I am Lucky Joe.
And together we are
Cat Soup,
the best of internet humor on the radio.
Guys, have a great new year.
Good luck.